Sefer Nezikin, the book concerning damages, and it begins the first chapter of Hilchas Nizkei Mammon, the laws of damages caused by one's property. Rambam begins Hilchas Nizkei Mammon, the laws of damages caused by one's property. Yesh bichlolon arba mitzvus asei, and these include four positive mitzvus, v'zeu proton, and this is a list of those mitzvus. Aleph din hashor, the laws concerning damages caused by livestock in an unusual fashion. Beis din hahever, the laws of damages caused by livestock going about their usual customary habits. Gimel din habor, the laws of damages caused by a pit that one digs or some other obstacle that one puts in a public place. Dalid din habiera, the laws concerning damages caused when one leaves a fire unattended. Ubeir mitzvah seilu beprakim elu, and the details of these mitzvahs are given in the following chapters. Perek Rishon, chapter 1, halacha aleph. Kol nefesh chaya shehi b'shusei shel adam, any living being which is the property of some human being, shehi zika, if it caused the damage, habiolim chayovim l'shalem, the owner is required to pay for the damage, sharei mamoinam hizik, because the damage was caused by their property. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'chi yigoyf shoyer ish eshoyer deyehu, if the ox that belongs to one person will gore an ox that belongs to another person, etc., and it explains then that how he has to pay for the damage that resulted. Now, the pasuk speaks specifically about an ox, but the Rambam says echot hashor, but the same law applies to an ox, ve'echot shor behema chaya ve'oif, or the same law will apply to any other behema, or a chaya, or a bird, any a living thing. The only reason that the pasuk specifies ox is not that the law applies only to an ox, but because that is the usual animal that causes damages. Halacha beis v'kama meshalim, how much is he required to pay in the case where his property caused the damage? Im hizika b'dvarim shadarka lasisim tamid, if the animal caused the damage by some act which is the usual and customary habitual act of such an animal, keminag b'riyasa, this is its instinct, its instinctive behavior, the way it was created, kegoyin behema sh'ochla tevin oy amir, such as an animal that ate straw or a pile of cut grain, the animal ate it. This is the animal's usual fashion, that it eats when it sees something and it's hungry. Or shehizika beragla bederech hilucha, or it caused damage by its foot, by trampling on things while it was walking. These are the usual things that an animal does. Chayav l'shalim nezik sholim. Then the owner of the animal has to pay the full amount of the damages, min hayofa shebenechosav, and he has to pay it out of his own pocket, even if he has to sell the best of his property to raise the money, he must pay the entire damage. Shenemar, because the pasuk requires this, meitav sadehu, the best of his field, umeitav karmai, and the best of his vineyard, yishalim, this is what he must pay. V'im shinsa, however, if the animal did something unusual, v'yosisa maisim shein darko lasois, and it did some act which is not its usual habits to do, tamid, which it usually does, v'hizika, and it caused a damage behem, through such acts, kegoin shorish enogach, such as an ox that gored another ox or some other property, oinoshach, or it bit somebody, chayav l'shalim chatzi nezek. In such a case, he must pay only half of the damages. This is a special law here. He pays only for half the damage. Miguf hamazik, and here he does not pay out of his own pocket from the best of his property, but he pays only from the body of the animal that caused the damage, atzmai, from it itself. And if it was not worth enough to pay half the damage, he does not have to make up the difference from his pocket. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Umachru es asher hachai v'chotzu es kaspoi." They shall sell the living ox, the one that killed the other ox, and they shall divide its money. That means he pays only from the living ox and only half the amount of the damage. Halacha gimel ketzad, for example, shoyish avamana, an ox that was worth 100 coins, shenogach l'shor shava esrim, and it gored an ox that was worth only 20, v'hamisay, and it killed it, v'arei anevela shava arba, and now the dead body of the damaged ox is worth only 4, so the damage came to a difference of 16, Baal Hashor Chayev L'Shalim Shmoina. So the owner of the ox that caused the damage has to pay only 8. Shehu Chatzi Anezek. And this is half the damage. Ve'enei Chayev L'Shalim Ela Miguf Hashor. And he only has to pay from the body of the ox itself, Shehizik, that caused the damage. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, U'mochu as Hashor Achai. They shall sell the living ox. Lefichach. Therefore, Imhei Mishor Shove Esrim, Mishor Shove Mosayim. If an ox that's only worth 20 killed an ox that's worth 200, Unevei L'Shove Moneh, and now the dead one is worth 100, so the damage was 100, and half the damage comes to 50. Ein Baal HaNevei LaYochel Loimar LeBaal HaChai, the owner of the dead animal cannot say to the owner of the living animal, Ten Li Chamishim, give me 50, which is half my damage. Ela Oimer Loi, on the contrary, the owner of the living animal can say to the other one, Harei Shor Shehizik Lefanecha, the ox that caused the damage, I give it to you, Kocheu, take it, Valech, and go. Afilu Eini Shovel, a dinar, and even if it's only worth a dinar, a small amount, that's all he can collect. V'chein kol kayyitzi bezeh, or so also for any similar case. Halocha Dalet, ha'oisa ma'isa shadarki la'soisi tamid, and animal that does some act which is its habit to do all the time, k'minig b'riyasai, it is an inborn instinct in it to do such an act, hu hanikra muad. In this case, it's called muad. That means the experienced animal. The animal is experienced to do such things. This is its usual way. Bahamashana, and in the case where we said that the animal did some unusual act for which you pay only half the damage. It did some act which it's not the habit of this species of animal to do all the time. Such as an ox that gored or bit. Hu hanikra tom. This is called the inexperienced ox, because it does something that it's not experienced to do, that it's not its way to do. V'zeh hamishane, and this one that did it differently. However, if this particular ox, it became a habit, im hirgil b'shinui, b'shinuyai pamim rabis, if it became into the habit of doing this unusual thing many times, nasa muad loy sedavah shehirgil boy, then this particular ox is considered to be experienced for this thing that it has become into the habit of doing. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, I know that if it became known, Kishor Nagahu, that this is an ox that habitually does gore. Halacha hey, Chamisha Maisim Tamim Yeshva Behema. There are 5 of these acts, which in an ordinary animal are considered to be inexperienced acts. And if it became experienced to one of these things, it's now considered experienced for that act and will pay the full damage. These are the 5 unusual acts. An animal, at first, when we don't know anything about this animal, it's not considered to be experienced. Neither to gore, veloy ligoif, nor to push with its body, veloy lishoich, or to bite, veloy lirboitz, or to alkelim, gidoilim, or to trample on large utensils, veloy livoit, not to kick. V'yimhu adoliyachat mehem, however, if it became experienced and habituated to do one of these things, harezu muadisloy, then it's considered in the habit of doing it. Aval hashein, however, the tooth, even though it's not considered experienced to bite other animals or to bite people, however, muedas mitchilosa, the tooth is considered experienced to begin with, lechol asaroyilo, to eat foods that are fitting foods for this animal, vaharegel, and the foot, even though it's not considered experienced to kick, however, muedas mitchilosa, it is considered experienced even from the very beginning, l'shaber b'derech hilucha, to break things while it's walking, because the animal is not careful where it walks. V'habehema mu'edis mitchilasa lirboitz al pachim kitanim. Also, the animal is considered experienced from the very beginning to lie down on small jars, v'chayotzi behem, or some similar things, ulamayichoy samen, to crush them. Halacha Vav, Chamisha Minei Behema Me'odim Letchilas Briyasam Lahazik. There are, however, five specific species of animals which are considered from the very beginning to be experienced to cause damage. Va'afilu hein b'nei tarbus. And these species are considered experienced in causing damage even if they were domesticated. They cannot be domesticated for this purpose in law. Lepichach, therefore, if hiziku, if they cause a damage, or hemisu, or they killed some animal, binegicha, by goring it, or bineshicha, or by biting, or udriso, or by trampling, v'chayetze behem, or some other such act, which is not ordinarily considered to be experienced, chayev nozek sholim. Nevertheless, even for the first time, they must pay the full damage. Ve'elu heim, and these are the five species of animal, hazeev, a wolf, v'hoari, a lion, v'hadoiv, and a bear, v'hanomer, and a leopard, v'habardalus. Bardalus is a Greek word, some translate it as a kind of a large wild rodent, and some translate it as a kind of a wild cat, v'chein hanochosh, shenoshach, and so also a snake. Concerning biting, if a snake bit, hareza muad, then it's considered to be experienced even the first time, v'afilu hoya ben tarbus, and even if it was a trained, domesticated snake. Halacha zayin kal muad, mishali nezek sholim min hayofa. Any case of muad, of experience, that is those acts that the animal habitually does, or an unusual act if the animal has become habituated to it, he has to pay the full damage, min hayofa shebinechosa, from even the best of his property. V'chol tom, mishalim chatzi nezek migufay. In any case where the animal is considered non-experienced for that damage, he pays only half the damage, and only from the body of the animal itself. As we said, Bamedvar Mamurim, when does this rule that we just stated apply? Kishe Bishenichnesa HaBehema L'Rishus HaNizok V'Hizikosoi. It applies only if the animal went into the property, into the a place that belongs to the injured party and caused the damage there. Avol im nichnas hanizok l'rishus hamazik. If, however, the animal of the damaged party, the damaged animal, went into the property of the one that caused the damage, v'hizi kosei behemti shel balabayis, and the animal of the owner of the property now damaged the trespassing animal, hareza poter ala koil. Now he is not required to pay anything. In this case, arehu oimer loy, because the one who caused the damage can say to the one who was injured, ilu loy nichnasta l'rishusi, had you not trespassed on my property, lo higia l'cho hezik, no damage would have happened to you. V'harei mefurish b'toira, and the Torah specifically says, v'shilach es b'iroi, if he will send his animals, or bi'er b'zdei acher, and they will eat in someone else's field. However, if it was in the field of the one that caused the damage, no damages are ever to be paid. So now we have covered the case where the damage occurred on the property of the injured party, and the case where the damage occurred on the property of the one who caused the injury. Now what about a damage on a public property? Halacha ches, hizika b'rishus harabim, if it caused the damage on a public property, oy b'chotzer she'eina shel shneihem, or in some courtyard that's private property but it belongs to neither party here, loy lamazik v'loy lanizik, neither to the one that caused the damage nor to the one that received the injury, oy b'chotzer she'eina shel shneihem, or it was in a courtyard that was private property but belonged to both of them, b'harehi miyuchedes la'aniach ba'peiris, and the purpose for which they own it is both for people to leave their fruit there, for the owners to leave their fruit there, u'lahachnes la'behema, and to leave an animal there, kegoin habika, such as a valley that belongs to both of them, v'chayotzeba, or some similar thing. Then the rules are the following. Im b'shein v'regel hizika kedarka, if we're talking about the kinds of damage that an animal to begin with usually can be expected to do, such as shein v'regel, the damage with the tooth, that is eating, or regel, the walking, then hareza potter. Now he does not have to pay, because since he had permission to bring his animal in here, the owner of the fruit should have known that the animal is here, and the animal habitually commits such damage, and he should have taken care of his fruit. Because he has permission for his animal to walk around there. And it is the custom of the animal, it's its usual habit to walk around here and eat. While eat in its usual fashion, to break things while it's walking, and the owner of the fruit should have taken care. That's if it did the usual damage. Be in nagcha, however, if it gored or nagfa, or it pushed or iravtsa, or it trampled, or bought, or it kicked, or nashcha, or it bit. That is, it did one of the unusual damages. Then im tamahi. Then he does have to pay him. Tamahi, if it had not become habituated to this act, Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, he has to pay the usual half damage, via Muedes, and if it became habituated already, then he pays the usual Nezek, Shalim, the full damage. Halochetes, Hoysa Achotzer, Shal Shnehem, Miuchedes, Leperis, Veloy Lahachnes, Babahema, if the courtyard belonged to both parties, but its purpose for their ownership was to put fruit there and not to bring animals in. And now one of the partners did bring his animal in, and it caused a damage. Now he has to pay even for tooth or foot, that is, for eating or walking on something in its usual fashion. And so also the law will be similar if it was particularly set aside for bringing animals in. L'shneihem, both parties had permission to bring animals there, but only one of them had permission to bring his fruit in, and now the animal damaged the fruit. Now he has to pay even for the usual tooth or foot damage, because the one who had the fruit had permission to keep his fruit. The halacha yud, shloisha avis nezikin bashor. There are three principal forms of damage that an ox or any other living animal can commit. When we say avis nezikin, the fathers of damage, the principal forms of damage, we mean those forms of damage which are mentioned specifically in the Chumash, in Torah Shebichsav. And each of these forms of damage has then secondary forms of damage that come under it. The primary forms of damage that a living animal can commit are three. Hakeren, its horn, hashev, ashein, its tooth, vaharegel, or with its foot. The keren, that means the unusual type of damage that it did by goring or some similar thing. The shein, the tooth, means it's eating or any other thing that it does for its own pleasure or benefit. Nefaharegel, it's walking or any other thing that it does in its usual fashion. Toildis hakeren. Now, what are the derivative damages of the horn? That is, those are the keren itself. The horn itself is goring, so the derivative damages are negifa, pushing, neshicha, biting, revitza, trampling, beita, kicking. Toildes hashein, subsidiary damages, the secondary damages to the tooth, to the eating, are any other thing that the animal does for its physical pleasure. Im nischakcha bakoisa lahanosa, if it scratched itself against a wall, it had fleas or something, it was itching, and it scratched against a wall for physical pleasure, v'hizika b'chikucha, and it caused a damage while it was scratching, v'cheinim tinfa peiris la'anosa, or if it is soiled fruit for its own pleasure. This is usually taken to mean that it was a hot day, and the animal rolled around on the fruit in order to squeeze the juice out and cool itself with the juice of the fruit. And meanwhile, it soiled the fruit, so the animal did that for its physical pleasure. Toildes haregel, the subsidiary damages of the foot, of walking on things, that is, hizika begufa, derech hilucha, if it caused damage with its body while it was walking, it rubbed against things or pushed things while walking, not for pleasure, or shizika besaido, or it caused some damage with its hair, derech hilucha, while it was walking, or kiskisa bizanva, or it swung with its tail while walking, as is the habit of many animals. As they walk, they swing their tail and it hits something, or with the saddle on it, or the bit in its mouth, the harness on its shoulder. While it was walking, one of these things swung and hit something, or a donkey that had a large bundle on it, and it knocked something with the bundle while it was walking, the eglaha mishechas bekaren, or a calf that's pulling a wagon, sheizika b'shas mishichosa, and it caused some damage with the wagon while it was pulling it, kol elu, teildes haregelhein, all of these are secondary damages to the foot, that means to walking, or b'shus harabim pturim, and he does not have to pay anything if it was in the public domain, or b'shus hanizok, and if it was in the private property of the injured party, mishalmin ezek sholim, you have to pay full damage. Halacha yodalev, kiskisa bizanva kiskuserav. However, if it, we said that if it swung its tail and hit something, this is its usual fashion, and it has the rules of regel, of ordinary walking. However, if it swung its tail, kiskus harav, a mighty swing, she'ein darkala seisetamid, which is not the usual fashion in which the animal swings its tail, v'hizika b'shus harabim, and it caused some damage in a public place, or she'kiskisa bagid shela, or it did an unusual act, it swung not the tail, but it swung the male sexual organ, which is not a usual thing, and it hit something, b'shus harabim, in the public place, v'hizika, and it caused damage, potur. He does not have to pay here, because this is considered, nevertheless, to be the ordinary damage of walking. However, v'im tafas hanizik, if the one who was damaged claims that this was so unusual that it should have the rule of keren, it should have the rule of goring, of an unusual act, so he does not have the right to claim this in court. If, however, he did grab the money, then he's the one who holds the money, and goy v'chatzi nezek mimasha tafas, and he can collect half the damage from what he grabbed, because he can now, since he's holding the money, he can claim that this is keren, that this is the subsidiary damage of the horn. She said, davrasaf, hadavrasafiku, because we are in doubt here as to what the law is. If this is a subsidiary to keren, to the unusual damage by the horn, that he has to pay half a damage even when it's in the public property, or if this is the subsidiary to the foot, to the usual kind of damage, for which one does not have to pay anything in the public place, as we already stated in this chapter.